The greatest pitfall of this element is that managers assume the simplicity of the statement means the issue requires only a basic solution. If people don't know what's expected, I'll just tell them. This is analogous to American tourists who, not knowing the local language, speak English more slowly and loudly. And it's just as ineffective. Knowing what's expected is more than a job description. It's a detailed understanding of how what one person is supposed to do fits in with what everyone else is supposed to do, and how those expectations change when circumstances change. A good team, some say, is a lot like a great jazz band in which each player listens to the other instruments as he plays his own. The better they pay attention to the rest of the band and work their way into the music, the better the result. A contrasting example emerged several years ago when a group of managers from one Fortune 500 enterprise was beginning several days of training together. "As we go around the room," said the facilitator, "I'd like you to introduce yourself, tell us your job, and tell us how doing your job well increases the profits of your company." There were 25 managers in the room. Only 5 could make a credible connection between their jobs and the profits of the business. Had they been a jazz group as poorly organized, it would have sounded like the first day of fourth grade band, with a lot of cacophonous honking and flipping through the printed music. Successful businesses become fat and complacent, creating enough layers of management and distance from the front lines that the first element suffers among middle managers. Executives in particular must constantly ask themselves whether each man and woman in the organizational hierarchy has an essential and well-integrated set of responsibilities that advance the company. Unfortunately, such questions are usually asked only during cost-cutting initiatives, as they were 1 year later for the managers in that training session. After years of dubious value to the business, many were finally given pink slips. In 1776, Smith learned about teamwork watching pinmakers. Today, some of the most fascinating insights about collaboration come from the decks of aircraft carriers, from professional basketball teams, and out of operating rooms. Few environments epitomize clarity.